Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Coming at you from Cornerstone Church in Highland, Michigan.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Walking in His Word. It is a beautiful Tribulation Tuesday as we're in our Revelation series with Pastor Tim. It's been amazing so far. And how are you guys doing this Wednesday?
This is the message Four Horsemen and the Apocalypse, right?
I believe it is.
So figured out. Because Pastor Tim's been preaching Revelation for like two months maybe?
It's a long time. We've gotten the Revelation train here, and yeah. It's been pretty awesome.
And we think this is the Four Horsemen, the Apocalypse. I think this message on a Wednesday night got the most buzz.
Yes.
I really do.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you one thing.
You know how I know? Because nobody came to my breakout class. Yeah.
There were a lot of people. And it might have been because the background that was made for the message by us here.
That's true. You made the background.
Oh, yeah. That's true. I bought the background.
It was epic background.
Yeah, he wanted a nice Four Horsemen, showing what they are, and I found an AI-generated one. Well, praise the Lord.
That Four Horsemen is really cool because the Bible says there's four horses. There's the white horse, the black horse, the red horse, and then the pale horse.
Yes.
And the pale horse is like, I guess you could describe it more like a sage green or something, or a green horse maybe?
It was like either sage green or like the pale, like, you know, you have the dark brown and then you have the pale.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, yeah. Like a taint, like a light.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's like cream. I don't know what, but let's stop
epic,
talking.
It was an epic image. Yeah. Anyway, it was a great message. Anyways, let's go to Pastor Tim.
Yeah, let's turn it over.
The millennial reign of Christ. But the Great Tribulation is a time of not just trouble on the whole world, all Gentile nations, but also on the nation of Israel. And for the book of Revelation to come to pass, I'll just put it this way, for the book of Revelation to come to pass, Israel needs to be a nation. And is Israel a nation right now? Absolutely. Israel becoming a nation, that didn't take place until 1948. They were scattered since the crucifixion of Christ. Rome came in and destroyed the nation of Israel. From that point on, the Jews were scattered. It's called the Great Dispersion. The Jews were scattered all over the world. They had no nation, no homeland. And for almost 2,000 years, they were scattered all over. And God used what we call the Holocaust, the killing of 6 million Jews, to so burden the nations of this world that Israel needs a homeland to call their own where they can be safe. And they declared the Balfour Declaration in 1948 that Israel can be a nation. It took the Great Holocaust to allow that to happen, for men's hearts to be changed. There is absolutely no way, because anti-Semitism, I believe, is a spirit, a demonic spirit. There's no way in today's day and age that the United Nations would ever agree to make Israel a nation, right? There's so much anti-Semitism. But the Great Holocaust opened up, I think God used that to open up the nations to allow Israel, and they became a nation. And that's a fulfillment of prophecy, Israel becoming a nation. And we see that in the book of Revelation. They needed to be a nation for the book of Revelation and also the prophecies in Daniel and what Jesus talks about in Matthew 24 to come to pass. There needs to be a temple for the Antichrist to commit the abomination of desolation. So there will be a temple. There is a nation. There will be the nation of Israel. And the book of Zephaniah, I believe it's Zephaniah, prophesies that Israel will become a nation again, and they will never be destroyed. They will never be destroyed as a nation. So you see Israel as a focal point of all this activity and all this hatred and all these nations surrounding Israel that want to destroy it. And it's even in their charter to destroy the nation of Israel. I want you to know that they will not accomplish that because God planted them back in the land. They're there to stay. And Jesus is going to rule and reign over them. So Israel has a special place still in God's predictive plan and purpose. Everybody following that? Just as a mother's birth pain increases in frequency and intensity as the time of birth approaches, so the judgments of the seven seals will intensify throughout the tribulation until they culminate in Jesus' second coming. Now, I do not believe that Christians will go through the tribulation, and one of the reasons why is what it says in Revelation chapter 6, that this is the time of the wrath of the Lamb. The wrath of God has come. And listen what it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10. That we are to wait for a son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. Companion verse, chapter 5, verse 9, God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. There's another great passage given to the church at Philadelphia. Now, I preach through those seven letters. The Church of Philadelphia and the Church of Laodicea, I believe, are the two churches that will be on this earth in the very end time. And the Philadelphia church was the faithful church, the gospel-preaching church, the Great Commission church. And then the Laodicea church was the church that was poor and wretched, blind and naked, and the compromising church, if you don't mind me putting it that way. But to the Church of Philadelphia says this, "You have kept my command to persevere. I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world." That's talking about the Great Tribulation period. We realize that trials and tribulations come upon this nation, that nation, but he's talking about a select time still yet to come that's going to come upon the whole world. So to this faithful church, the Philadelphia church, the Great Commission church, there's a special promise that goes beyond just that church during AD 96 when this revelation was written. It speaks prophetically about a church that will be in existence at the coming of the Lord, the Philadelphia church. Christians are given a special promise that we will be kept from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world. So we have these seven seals that are being opened. Six are open here in Revelation chapter 6. These contain all the judgments upon the world during the seven-year tribulation period. Even though war, famines, and death have occurred through the history of the world, the tribulation period will see an increase in the magnitude, frequency, and severity of these conditions. You see, some will look at the book of Revelation and see, you know, the white horse and the red horse, the black horse and the pale horse, and they look at the world and they, well, there it is. The seals have already been opened because we see war and we see pestilence and we see people dying by the thousands and upon the millions. We see it already happening. So the seals are already opened. Revelation chapter 6 is not yet come. So there is a special time coming where these seals will be opened. And everything that we've seen, because in the world you have tribulation. So we've seen these things, but like the Bible would say, we haven't seen nothing yet. So during the seven-year tribulation, it's all ramped up. It's like, you know, the beginning of labor pains, and the woman's having her first child, and then another lady's talking to her that has had 22 children, and she says, "Man, this is challenging. This is hard." And she says, "You haven't seen nothing yet, because transition hasn't happened." That's real. Well, the great tribulation is like that transition time where the labor pains increase in magnitude and severity and frequency until it gives birth, right? And so this tribulation period, everything will be increased as the seals are opened. And it'll give birth to the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord, right? So let's talk about specifically the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, we have the first one, the white horse. And I believe the one on the left is the pale horse. That word pale is taken from the Greek word from which we get the word chloroform. So a lot of people believe the pale horse is yellowish green in color. Did you ever see the Clint Eastwood movie about the pale horse rider? Man, that was a great movie. He didn't have a name, and he came and brought death and destruction upon all the evildoers. And I saw it on TV. I'm not sure what it's like without it being edited. So don't take it as, don't go out and watch it. But when I saw it on TV, it was pretty good. It's pretty good. Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Now I saw when the Lamb opened up one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. I believe that this white horse speaks of the coming world ruler, the coming Antichrist. Some people say the white horse is Jesus Christ, because in Revelation chapter 19, he comes on a white horse to this earth. And so, well, here's this white horse, and he's got a crown, and he's going to conquer and to conquer, conquering and to conquer. So this is obviously referring to Jesus Christ. But I believe that Revelation 19 is at the end of the tribulation. This is the first seal opened in the beginning of the tribulation. This white horse is part of God's judgment and wrath. I believe it's the Antichrist. And I have down in the notes the difference between the Antichrist revealed here in Revelation 6 and Jesus Christ in Revelation chapter 19. Here in Revelation chapter 6, he carries a bow without any arrows. In Revelation chapter 19, he carries a sword. The Antichrist wears a crown, Revelation chapter 6, but he wears many crowns in Revelation 19. Here he initiates war. In Revelation chapter 19, Jesus finishes it. And here in Revelation chapter 6, he initiates the beginning of the tribulation. And when Jesus returns in Revelation chapter 19, he ends the tribulation and establishes the millennial reign of Christ. Daniel chapter 8, verses 23 to 25, speaks about the Antichrist. There's about 100 verses that speak about the Antichrist. You can read about him in the book of Thessalonians, in the book of Daniel, and obviously the book of Revelation, also Matthew 24. He's the one that commits the abomination of desolation.
So we believe here at Cornerstone Church in a pre-trib. Now, you know, there's post-trib, there's mid-trib, I think it's called. And essentially, it's if you've never heard those terms before, or maybe you've never heard them described to you before, this is how it works. Essentially, is that the pre and the mid and the post describe when the church is being raptured. So a pre-tribulation rapture for the church is what we believe. Some believe that the church is going to be raptured 3.5 years through. Others believe that the church will go through the entire 7 years of the tribulation and just be raptured at the end. Now, there is a reason that we hold to a pre-trib mindset or theology here at Cornerstone Church. And it's because when you do read in your word, when Jesus describes the church, when you read about the tribulation, you see that the church is, God is merciful to the church constantly, gracious to the church. And then you don't hear about the church being described in the tribulation description. You don't. The church isn't involved when the tribulation is being talked about in the book of Revelation.
And if you look earlier, even in 1 Thessalonians 1:10, it says, "And wait for his son from heaven, from whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus who delivers us from the wrath to come." He delivers us from the wrath to come.
There appears to be, Jason, cues.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't see the word hints because that's not very, it's not very hinting. That's very pretty direct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that we are saved from the wrath to come.
Yeah.
And there's other verses throughout the entire Old Testament and New Testament that appears that the church is going to be raptured before the tribulation. And if you hold to that line of thinking, then your theology is shaped and your mindset is shaped and your fears are held way back. It's wonderful to think
that. Yeah, it is.
All right. We got a whole lot more to talk about. We'll be right back here tomorrow morning.
Walking in His Word.
Thank you for listening to our show today. You can find more information at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. We'd love to see you at church one day. Please do not be a stranger.